Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that goalkeeper David De Gea believes the club has what it takes to fight for major honours this season. The Red Devils made a string of marquee signings, bringing in Jadon Sancho, Rafael Varane and Cristiano Ronaldo. Despite this, they've already crashed out of the Carabao Cup, losing 1-0 to West Ham. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will be hoping that his squad can return to winning ways against Aston Villa. Speaking ahead of the game, De Gea had this to say: "We've signed good players in the summer and we already had a good squad. We are there at the top of the league, fighting for every game, and of course it's hard, it's the best league in the world. I think there are top teams fighting for the league and always in the Premier League. Let's see what happens and just prepare properly. I think to have the amazing squad we have and the fans is amazing. I think the club is in a good point," he said. Into other news, and one player that could continue to be linked away is Donny van de Beek. Everton could reportedly make a loan offer for him in the summer. The Toffees were linked with the Netherlands international in the latter stages of the summer transfer window, but told the 24-year-old was not available. They plan to use him in the Champions League and the EFL Cup. Of course, the latter now no longer an option. The Dutchman could seek a loan move away to try and get some game time to prove he can play in the Premier League. Manchester United, in around 3 months' time, though, might have a different viewpoint. Into the news that Marcus Rashford's impending return will be a bad news for Jadon Sancho, according to Gabriel Bonlahor. He believes Rashford would slot back into the team and Sancho hasn't hit the ground running and could be at risk of being dropped in the coming months. And finally, into news on the team news front, against Aston Villa, Edinson Cavani could miss out again because of a muscle strain. Amad and Marcus Rashford also remain unavailable because of injuries, but could soon return. Axel Tuanzebe is ineligible for Villa. He cannot play against his parent club. That's all then for latest headlines. We'll have more news later.